This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel launched new airstrikes Friday on the city of Rafah in Gaza's far south after United States President Joe Biden said its response to U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's October 7th attack has been over the top. The U.S. State Department said Thursday it did not support a ground offensive in Rafah, warning such an operation in a city sheltering more than 1 million displaced Palestinians risked disaster. Israel bombs a part of Rafah, Gaza, as the U.N. warns military escalation in Rafah could leave thousands more dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At least 8 people were killed overnight into Friday after 2 Israeli airstrikes struck the southern city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Local resident Wissam Abdel Mohsen tells the AP, "There was a very powerful explosion. We went out to see what happened, but due to the smoke, we couldn't see anything. We heard a lot of screams and stones falling and found martyrs lying on the ground." Meanwhile, UNICEF's executive director, Catherine Russell, is calling on all parties to refrain from escalating militarily in the area, warning that there are more than 600,000 children and their families there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens of protesters attempted to block the entrance of humanitarian aid into Gaza on Friday at the Nizana border crossing between Israel and Egypt. There have been organized protests over the past few weeks at different crossings with the Gaza Strip, hoping to block aid into the besieged enclave, where Israel's campaign has unleashed an unimaginable humanitarian catastrophe. This is VOA News. Tensions are building in the Middle East on Friday, 2 days after the U.S. took out a commander of an Iranian-backed militant group in a drone strike in Baghdad. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Kataib Hezbollah commander Wassam Mohammed Sabir al-Saidi killed Wednesday in a late-night U.S. drone strike on a busy street in Baghdad. Since mid-October, Iran-backed Kataib Hezbollah has played a major role in the 168 militant attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq, Syria, and Jordan, which injured more than 100 and killed 3 American troops. After days without an attack on U.S. bases, supporters of the militants are now vowing to retaliate for al-Saidi's assassination. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
U.S. President Joe Biden hit back at a special counsel report that described him as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet.
In the report released on Thursday, special counsel Robert Hur said Biden will not face criminal charges for his mishandling of classified documents. Hur's conclusion ensures that Biden, unlike his expected presidential rival Donald Trump, will not risk prison time for mishandling sensitive government documents. However, Hur wrote that Biden's memory was, quote, severely limited when he was interviewed by members of his prosecution team. After the report's release, Biden's lawyers accused Hur of overreach and said the president's memory lapses were not unusual for someone trying to describe events that took place years ago. They also called some of the comments in the report, quote, inaccurate and inappropriate.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Candidates loyal to jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan were edging ahead in Pakistan's election in front of two parties believed to be favored by the military as delayed results trickled in on Friday. The election was marred by violence, mostly in the border regions neighboring Afghanistan, with a total of 61 attacks nationwide, the Interior Ministry said Friday, killing 16 people, including at least 10 security force members, and wounding 54 others. More than 1,100 people were killed, injured, or kidnapped in Haiti in January alone, making it the most violent month in the country in 2 years of conflict, the UN rights chief said Friday. The Western Hemisphere's poorest nation, Haiti, has been in turmoil for years, with armed gangs taking over parts of the country and unleashing brutal violence, leaving the economy and public health system in tatters. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.